Hi, I'm Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, I'd like for you to consider becoming a patron. Your donation keeps them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever your heart desires. And I do want to give a shout out to my monthly donors for this month: Mary Mitchell Stein, Kala Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder. And I also want to give a special thanks to Joanne English. We now have listeners in over 19 countries, so I really appreciate their support. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him and share His Word. I want people's hearts to be changed, healed, encouraged, set free, and strengthened as they listen. So I've chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it. And yet, I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoy today's message, click the button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. And click the button that says follow, and that way you'll get immediate updates every time I upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening, and you can always contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. And remember, God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Hi, friends. I want to welcome you today to the Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby podcast in The Gathering. And let's start with prayer. Lord, thank you so much that you're a God that loves us so much and wants to draw us close to you. And Lord, you have such a heart for us to live in unity and to walk in the freedom that you've provided. And so, Lord, I just ask that you speak to each of us, that you would change our hearts, change our minds, bring our thoughts, Lord, and our actions into alignment with yours. And I just pray for each family that's represented and listening, Lord, for just more unity and more freedom. And I pray that for our nation. And I pray that, Lord, for just all of those that we come in contact with. Let us be your vessels of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we dive in today to the podcast, I'm actually uphill here in the hills of Idaho. My husband and I have gotten away for a little vacation, and it's a very remote part, but the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. So I didn't want to miss my opportunity, though, to visit with all of you, and appreciate so much the faithful listeners from all over the world. I really, really do. So even though this podcast was kind of birthed out of our upcoming holiday, July the 4th for America, I want to be very aware, and just those of you that listen, we have listeners from 19 different countries, and I think a lot of these principles, if you do not live in the United States, I think a lot of these same principles can apply to you wherever you are. But, you know, with the upcoming July the 4th holiday, we're going to be celebrating America, the United States of America. It's going to be celebrating our 244th birthday, and we'll be celebrating 244 years of freedom. And as I've thought about this holiday, I've thought about how far this country has strayed from being the United States of America. There's so much conflict, it seems, right now, and unrest in 2020, and uprise, and just unrest in the political scene, as well as in just racial tension and the pandemic and so many things. But as I've thought about this, I've just thought about the great hope that we have and the great hope that there is for us if we focus on why our forefathers fought for their freedom. And, you know, as I went back and just studied a little bit about history to prepare for this upcoming podcast, the 13 colonies united together for a common cause. And that common cause was to bring freedom and independence. And so as I was just thinking about that and reading the history, I just thought, what on earth has happened to our unity? There seems to be so much anger and agitation in our nation, one towards another, in diverse and many, many different ways. And, you know, again, some of it's financial stress. There's so many of us that are threatened right now, and just with the pandemic and things shutting down and just unrest in some of the larger cities and the political scene. And for others, I think the anger is due to just fear of the future, fear of the unknown, and I think unforgiveness. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. We were handed our freedom a number of years ago, and it's something that we've really inherited in my generation. And many people from around the world, I think, would be grateful to have the freedom that we do have here in the United States of America. But I feel like our country, in a lot of ways, has lost our appreciation for freedom. And I want you to think about that. Just losing your appreciation. I think any of us can lose our appreciation for what we have and take things for granted. We can do that in our family, in our marriage, in our communities, as well as our nation. In Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, I want to read you the scripture. When I found it, I just thought, oh, Lord, you're just really speaking to me. And it instructs us, saying, as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, forbearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And as I read that, I just thought it was such a rich, rich scripture in numerous ways. You know, first off, as somebody that belongs to the Lord. That's what it's saying. It's using that word prisoner. The scripture is urging us to live out of our value, to live out of our calling. See, I believe God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us, and He has puts gifts and callings in each of us, and I think it's up to us to discover what that is and to listen to Him and then to walk in your calling. Not all of you are called to do what I'm called to do, but God has a very specific plan and purpose, and it's just as valuable that you be who God's called you to be in your sphere of influence and to walk in that. And so that definitely challenged me. And then the next part of that in verse 2, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, forbearing with one another in love. And I know as I read that, I just thought, okay, Lord, what ways am I walking in pride? What places do I need to humble myself in relationships, just in family, in the community that I'm in, and doing that with gentleness. And I've talked on gentleness. There's a podcast I have on the power of gentleness. And when I remember that, and I'm going to be quick to say, it's something that I have to continually work to practice, being humble and being gentle. And I think for all of us, it's when we use those tools, or what I see in my life, when I walk in humility and don't think I know it all, and I walk in honoring others around me and am gentle, even though I'm a strong woman. We, each of us, have the fruit of the Spirit in us when we accept Christ into our hearts. And so that gentleness resides in all of us. And some people are just naturally gentle by their personality. Others of us have to kind of work at it. But I think gentleness can bring unity. And then it says being patient and forbearing with one another in love. and patience and walking in love towards others, especially when they've hurt us, they've mistreated us, they haven't been kind. It's something that Scripture challenges us to do. And then I love this part. It says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And I think it starts in our homes. What can I do as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother? What can I do to bring unity and the bond of peace, to bring peace, to focus on things that are important to bring peace into our lives? And I think as far as our nation goes too, when we look at what we have in common, when we value one another and walk in love instead of trying to set another straight with our viewpoint, we fight for a common cause. And that common cause is freedom and unity. And I think that's true not only in our nation, but again, in our homes and in our families. You know, recently I was listening to someone that I didn't agree with. And as I sat there listening, I thought, okay, Lord, how do I respond? How do I bring your kingdom into this situation? And how can I just read the scripture, how can I walk in love and unity? And I had to kind of make a choice there. Was I going to try to prove this person wrong with my viewpoint or walk in love and unity? And at that moment, I had to just choose that the unity and to love was more important to me than trying to set somebody straight or put my viewpoint on somebody. And I'm not saying don't ever speak up. That is totally not what I'm saying. But what I want to stress too is that there are times to do that, and then there's times where keeping unity and peace is a blessing, not only to us, but to those around us. And so, you know, in just raising my children, and I was a pretty strict mom, my kids can attest to that. I ran a pretty tight ship, and we really taught our children to respect. And there were times, though, as a parent, I would have to pick my battles. I would have to choose what was more important in different situations. And I think that is something that's important these days, because God blesses our unity. And again, going back to the 13 colonies and them coming together for a common cause, I'm sure they didn't agree on everything. And they had come to fight for religious freedom. They had come to fight for a better way of life. But they looked at what they had in common. I think we need to get back to that. So Psalm 133, 1 through 3 says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head and running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard. Aaron was Moses' brother. Down the collar of his robe. It is like the dew on Hermon and falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. And, you know, when you take the first part of that scripture, how pleasant and good it is when God's people live together in unity. And the last part, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. And I think unity, if we can get back to what we have in common, what do we really want? Do we really want to keep our freedom, or do we really want to just keep bickering over things? I think it's time that we look back to what our forefathers did, and we look for ways we can unite together to love those who have a different color of skin, a different political view, a different thought about how to walk in the pandemic. In reality, all of us are trying to figure it out with the COVID-19, and I'm not sure anybody really knows. That's what my conclusion is right now, because things change daily. So we must extend grace and forgiveness and love to those around us. Mark 11:25, and I want to read this scripture because it just talks about unforgiveness, and I think that there's a lot of that right now. And I think for each one of us as believers, we need to keep our hearts clean. And that's one thing I look at, try to look at, is there anybody that I'm irritated at, that has made me mad or hurt my feelings or been unkind, that I need to forgive, because forgiveness keeps us free. And I think our nation could learn a lot about forgiveness. And it says in Mark 11:25, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." Unforgiveness is bondage. It's not independence and freedom. And we don't have room in our hearts for hatred and grudges. And I believe we need more unity. I want to just encourage you to examine your heart and see who you might need to forgive in your life. It might be your dad. It might be your mom. It might be a former boss. It might be an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or somebody at work that's hurt you. But unforgiveness keeps us from being free. It keeps us from. So take a moment to examine your heart and see, because forgiveness sets you free. Forgiveness sets you free. And I think a lot of people hold grudges and they hold on to things, past offenses, and that causes anger. Unforgiveness, anger is a byproduct of someone whose heart needs to forgive. Can be one of those reasons, or fear. I think fear is a big part of anger too. But as we walk into our nation's 244th year, let me just encourage you to seek unity, love to those around you, and to forgive. I feel like we need to pull together, not apart. Many in the world would love to have the freedom that we in the United States of America enjoy. And we've got to value our freedom and one another. We've got to choose to forgive those that have hurt us. Because when we hold on to bitterness, hatred, and anger towards others, we are not only united, but we are far from freedom and independence, because we're the ones that are held captive. Forgiveness and choosing to forgive sets us free and brings unity and peace and blessing into our lives. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself. Now more than ever, I feel like God is looking for people to partner with Him and bring hope and freedom to our community and to our nation. And I pray that we'll all work together to truly be the United States of America. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time with listeners. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to just share your word and to see what you're speaking to each and every one of us. And Father, I just choose once again to partner with you, to bring this to all those that I come in contact with. And I pray for each listener to do the same. Let us be your tools, your vessels, to bring unity, to bring love, to bring freedom into our homes, into our families, into our lives, and into our nations. Thank you for who you are and for how much you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much again for listening. I really, really appreciate each of you. And just ask the Lord to richly bless you. Bye.